Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about the Bible, pretty much, the Word of God. And this week's Heartbeat was titled, Your Word is a Lamp, which will come from the scripture that we're going to talk about. It was Psalm 119, and you specifically talked about verse 105, which we'll get into. But you did say this was a very long psalm. And so when I went and looked it up, I was like, whoa, it is quite long, isn't it?
Well, compared to lots of the other ones.
Goes over a few pages. Yeah. But specifically you talked about Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Yes.
So out of this whole psalm, why did that one, that verse jump out to you?
It's something I've known for, I've heard the lines yes. for years, and when I just one day was thinking, oh, let me go look where it is. And so where I looked at it, I was quite surprised how long it like it was in the middle yes. of this huge psalm. And so I started like reading, I guess, bit before, bit after, but also what where it came from, how it originated, why did it come up? And so I like delved into it more.
And what did you find?
That, well, I assume David wrote it because he wrote most of the Psalms. Yeah. It's like he was discovering more about God and just writing down his thoughts, but it was like another thought and another thought and another thought, and he just kept writing. And I was just really interested. What did this light, this lamp, this, you know, and then you visualize, you know, and the electricity goes out and there you are stuck in the dark and you put on a torch or a candle. And it is what, when we're sometimes wandering around in our lives, it really is God who lights up our life, who guides us and directs us.
Yeah, and that's what you share with the Heartbeat, that how it's God's word, his scripture, that does direct us and guide us. And the word that you used a few times was illuminates the path that I walk on.
Yes.
And some of the ways that if we've read scripture before, we would know that some of the things that do jump out or that we've heard often too are things like love your enemy, love your neighbor, and then love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when we hear those things in the Bible, that helps us to live our lives in the way that God wants us to live. No, I was thinking about the phrase, love your enemies. You know, to me, that is a light that God had to show my path, or I think our paths. What? We should love our enemies? You know, like, but God's word is opening that up for us to say yes. You know, I don't think without it would we have highlighted that in our lives, like I'm thinking illuminated that in our lives to love our enemies.
But the old thing is I often think like, well, who's my enemy? But sometimes I mightn't have
the neighbor down the street who's
or
like
a disgruntled whatever, but it might be that person is offended by me.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that say attack me or want to bring disharmony in or whatever it might be. And that sometimes we try to avoid those people. We don't necessarily try to be in their
sphere, yeah.
You know, area, yes, because we just go, oh, well, look, it doesn't interest me to be even their friend. God doesn't ask us to be their friend, but he does say, well, love them. And how do you love them? You love them by serving them when you can, by being kind to them even if they're not kind back, by maybe acknowledging them when you see them, not like turn your back on them, don't ignore them, but smile, say good morning. you know, there's lots of ways that we can. Mm. And it's not that we are being have animosity towards them, but they for some reason have it towards us. And we don't want to then do the reverse back.
We don't want to reciprocate that. Yeah.
Or even just ignore them.
Yeah. What I love about the scriptures, and you share about it in a verse later that we'll talk about, is that God is forever breathing life into us and sharing with us. And what I mean by that is that when we read scripture, we can get different meanings from it at different times of our lives.
Yeah.
So I read a scripture today, but then in 3 years' time when I'm a different person because I've got new experiences.
Or you see it differently.
Yeah. God speaks something else into it to us. And you said that God desires an intimate relationship with us, like in the way that he used to walk with Adam and Eve in the garden. God wants that relationship with us. And I love how you said God is deeply personal. And so when we read scripture, God wants it to be deeply personal to us.
Yeah, to where we're at, our situation, our maturity, our life. Yeah, exactly where we are, God will come to us.
Yeah, and it's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, that I think that's the scripture that you shared that really does bring this to life. And it says, indeed, the word of God is living and active. And that's where it changes in the sense of God reveals more to us. So it's not that God changes, but that we have changed and we are more open to hearing what the next thing God wants to say to us.
Yeah, and I guess the word that comes to my mind is maturity, that hopefully we're being more mature with our relationship with God so he can then reveal more of himself and of his will to us, and we're open to that and not rejecting it and not like, oh, great, you know, or whatever, you know, because sometimes God asks things of us that are difficult.
And I think that's key that I've written down here and that you said in the heartbeat was that God's word will shine and illuminate my path if I allow it to. So unless I allow God to, he can't.
Because it's free will, always free will.
But if we are open to what God says to us, then it can lighten our path. The thing is, I was just thinking too, it can still lighten our path, but we can choose still to ignore it.
Yes, or the light is dim. It's not bright.
Yeah.
That's why someone in their relationship with the Lord can read something and go, wow, and the other person reads it and goes, well, I don't see anything in that. One, because they're not, God's not talking them with that about scripture that, maybe, or maybe they're not open to even hearing what God is trying to say to them.
We need to give God the time and the space.
Yeah.
And I think...
how often we don't.
Yeah.
Time and space is more about me. Even if it's me putting on the washing machine because I need clean clothes. Sometimes I can do stupid chores and they basically take up my space with God. Why can't I, while I'm putting on the washing machine, chatting to God, and then going, while it's washing, I'm going to sit down and pray with you, more specifically with you, Lord.
Because we also want that dedicated time. Like, yes. I think we want what we would call conversation with God throughout the day. So while you're putting on the washing, have a chat with God.
Exactly.
But you're right. We need that sit down. God, this time is just focused on you.
Because that shows God you're important in my life. You're necessary in my life. You are my life. You know, does it really matter if you don't have the clean clothes? If you know what I'm saying, but it matters if you don't have God with you. Your whole life is different, is not full of life, is not full of joy, is not full of hope. It's just you.
So from that, particularly I know for you, when you pray and give God that space, you like to journal. And if anyone has read Rosemary's blogs before, a lot of that comes out of your life stuff, of journaling.
The stuff that's happened during the week.
Yeah.
And I reflect upon it and then I feel like God, not always, but can give me a scripture or something, an idea where I go, wow, well, I should really relate that to God in his life and my life. It's not just a mundane funny. It can be a funny thing that happened in my life. It can be a difficult thing, but it is my life.
Mm.
And God is interested so much personally. Remember what I said? Intimate.
Mm.
He is interested in us.
Mm. Mm.
So therefore I journal because I know he's interested. It's just the way I do it.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Mm. But you said, like, for you, it solidifies the proof of God with you. I just thought that was really interesting because, yeah, just everyone's different, but that the writing it down, being able to look back on it, you can see how God has journeyed with
you. I often look at gifts of people who are musicians, songwriters, artists who paint. In their creativity, they're solidifying their emotions, their feelings, what's happened, and they put it down into words or into a song or music or into art, and we look at it and we hear it and we go, wow, because they've just said or just painted something that is my emotions, my feelings, how I feel right now.
Mm.
We can relate to that.
Mm.
So my journaling does that for me.
Well, the weekly challenge for this week is for people to have a go at writing down their God stories. So from the week, from your prayer, writing it down and seeing for you how God speaks to you and how you can reflect back on that. It might not be something that you necessarily continue, but for this week, that's the challenge, just to write down our God stories, because we all have them in different ways. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you and encouraged you, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.